In the biggest deal to date in the software industry, IBM said it was buying Red Hat, the world's largest seller of open source products, for $34 billion. The takeover catapults IBM into the big league of cloud computing services, a business in which it has struggled to make a mark.
Workers at Google staged walkouts at several offices around the world to protest against what they say is the company's lax handling of sexual harassment claims. It is the latest activist-led incident at Google, which, if conducted by unions, would be described as industrial action.
General Electric's troubles deepened as it revealed that the Justice Department had opened a criminal investigation into its accounting practices, and the Securities and Exchange Commission had expanded the remit of its inquiries. Both probes focus on a write-down related to GE's power business, which caused it to report a quarterly loss of $22.8 billion, one of the biggest ever. GE slashed its dividend to just 1 cent a share.
General Motors steered its business to a 25% jump in operating profit for the latest quarter. It offset falling car sales in America and China by shifting pricier models. Volkswagen also had a good quarter, despite tougher car emission standards in Europe, with net profit rising to €2.7 billion. That's $3.1 billion.
A slump in demand for its vehicles, particularly in China, drove Jaguar Land Rover to its second quarterly loss of the year. The carmaker announced a cost-cutting plan that could lead to more job losses.
Waymo, an autonomous car project backed by Google's parent company, Alphabet, was awarded the first permit in California to test fully driverless vehicles, without a standby driver sitting inside on the state's public roads. Waymo will conduct its trials on the streets and highways around Silicon Valley, assuring residents that its cars can safely handle fog. Meanwhile, Alphabet said that passengers were now paying for rides in Waymo's experimental minivans in Phoenix, which means that Waymo's autonomous cars are the first to introduce commercial charges.